T1 man who didn't even need to use the whip yesterday was Glenn Schofield on Elise. Gee, it was a dominant win, and it was a significant moment for this trainer as well, James Cummings, his first Group 1 since taking over at Godolphin. And James has got a busy day today because there's Group 1 racing at Caulfield as well, Jim, but he's been good enough to join us. James, good morning and congratulations. And, well, up until yesterday, we hadn't really seen a dominant filly this spring. Well, we saw one yesterday in Elise, James.
Yeah, thanks, Ray. Yeah, she was certainly on her game yesterday, Elise. She really walked in the end, and it was a combination of a really, really solid preparation for the grand final, and she had improved with each run, but importantly, she was just bursting and ready to go on the day.
And she sounds, James, like one of those tricky fillies that is a little bit hard to handle. Is that right?
Well, when I sort of reading through all the horses back in June and July, and I had a bunch of these sort of up and coming promising 3 year olds that had run well in black type races, or might have trialled well as 2 year olds. She certainly profiled a little bit like that, and she came with plenty of warnings about being a bit of a jack in the box. So when we raced her at Warwick Farm first up, off only one trial, she was able to win, but she was able to also have a really positive experience at Warwick Farm that afternoon. I remember walking off the track with Jason Walsh, racing manager, that for her, it really couldn't have gone any more to script than it did that afternoon. And from the very beginning of her preparation onwards, everything's just gotten that bit better with the filly. And to the point where, in the end, after going through the training that she needed to be really screwed down for a grand final, she just was able to be treated more and more like a normal horse.
Is it true too, James, that as you do in any walk of life, you learn along the way, and with this filly in particular, you learnt that there's no point scrubbing her out of the gates and getting up on speed. Let her find her feet, let Glenn Schofield get her into a rhythm, because she's got this tremendous finishing sprint.
Absolutely. And we rode her to win those races in the Silver Shadow and the Furious in small fields against Formality, who was a wonderful front running filly. But there's no doubt in my mind that she really appreciates the way she was ridden at this stage of it. The way she was ridden her past two starts, and when she can descend on them with that sort of turn of foot, they just can't beat her.
Now, we're presuming you're pushing on to the 1,000 guineas. Is that the plan now, James?
Well, not necessarily. It's certainly on the table, and we're leaving our options open. But we just want to well and truly get through this weekend before we lock in any decision.
Okay, so what else would be potential for her?
The paddock.
Okay, right.
Well, she's done a great job already and gave Sepoy his first Group 1 as a stallion. James, I'm tipping you won't get a chance to watch the grand final, because if you're not in Melbourne already, you've got to get to Caulfield at some stage. You've got Hartnell in the Underwood Stakes today, and it's somewhat in the Sir Rupert Clarke.
Yeah. It's an exciting day down in Melbourne today. It's a great weekend of sport, really. If you can't get excited about sport this weekend, then nothing will please you.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to saddle him up again. He's third up. He's going to be rock hard fit for the 1800 today. And, Kieran McAvoy got to be ready to deliver his second Group 1 Melbourne for the weekend.
We can look forward to that as well, James. Have you got a tip for us today for the footy?
I liked what I read about Cooper Cronk during the week. He's an interesting guy, and I think they're the one.
Yeah, he is. He's fascinating.
An interesting guy. He's
very focused on his preparation, and he's extremely disciplined. He's probably the most disciplined NRL player in the whole league. So I'll be hoping to see them pull it off.
Yeah, and we didn't ask you about Ataraxia either. So distance, no problem for the Derby horse potentially.
Yeah, well, okay. So he's he's into his second preparation. He's had a bit of racing to be wisened up now, but he's still improving and learning his craft. I love the fact that he was able to absorb the tough run against the older horses 10 days ago at Warwick Farm, where he was wide throughout from a wide barrier, faced the breeze, and unlucky not to finish much closer than the 2.8 lengths he got defeated by, and surged past those 3-year-olds with a good run after from an inside barrier yesterday, and be very strong late. So, look, he's got to, like all of those 3-year-olds on the way up, he's got to prove he can get out to the journey. And being by Teofilo, who's the same sire as Happy Clapper,
yeah,
there's a bit of a feeling up and down whether or not he'll enjoy the distance. But I think as a spring 3-year-old, particularly being a half brother to Complacent, who was second in the Victoria Derby, I think that he can sort of naturally keep making that progression. And if he keeps improving and enjoys a step out in distance, then he can be a chance in races like the Norman Robinson on the way to that sort of a grand final.
Yeah, right.
Well, the stable is doing nothing but improving. Jane's been a fantastic start of the season for you and all the team, and congratulations for that first Group 1 yesterday, and good luck this afternoon with Hartnell and It's Somewhat.
No, thanks, guys. No, it'll give the whole team a big kick along to get a result like that, and it's always a pleasure. You know, it's a pleasure to be able to train Sheikh Mohammed's horses of that calibre. She's an exciting filly, Elise, and I know we'll enjoy the Group 1 win for this weekend, but, you know, I really hope that there's more to come from her.